In June of 2018, two small children were removed from their home in Kent. Police cited neglect and unsanitary living conditions. In the hearing to see if the toddlers would be returned home, the parents told the judge they had tribal connections. Under the Indian Child Welfare Act, tribes have been given the opportunity to step in and search for other family members to care for the children. In this case, the judge said there wasn't enough evidence of tribal connections. Attorney Tara Erz says the decision had negative consequences.
It actually made a difference in the lives of these children, the failure to apply the law.
They were, she points out, sent to foster care. In overturning the lower court, the state Supreme Court said the Child Welfare Act should have applied here, saying the bar needs to be very low when determining a family's relationship to a tribe. Writing the opinion, the court's first Native American justice, Raquel Montoya Lewis, wrote of the country's long history of Native American children being taken from their communities. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.